Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Fibber McGee and Molly, with Rico Martelli's orchestra opening the show with Wahoo. Wahoop it up, Rico. Before we join the Mary McGee's on another adventure, I would like to suggest to you that spring house cleaning is much easier when you know these three shortcuts. Wax your floors, wax your furniture, wax your woodwork with Johnson's Wax. In the first place, you cut your dusting by one half, for only one half as much dust clings to a Johnson Wax surface as to an unwaxed surface. In the second place, you do away with floor scrubbing entirely, for Johnson's Wax seals the pores and cracks of wood and linoleum so dirt can't penetrate. All surfaces take on a more beautiful luster once they are Johnson waxed. And the best part of it is, this same luster stays on for a long, long time, protecting the surface underneath from wear, warding off scratches, stains, and finger smudges. Every time you apply another coat of Johnson's Wax, you add greater loveliness to your floors and furniture. Your dealer will tell you that Johnson's is the largest selling wax in this or any other country. It comes in attractive yellow cans, paste or liquid, and it's very economical to buy Johnson's Wax in the larger sizes. Down at 79 Wistful Vista, the McGees have had a burst of family pride. Yes, sir, they have their eye on a new car and have advertised the old one for sale. Well, here they are at home getting all set for the great horde of purchasers. They expect to storm the doors at any moment. Fibber is reading the paper.
Fibber. Fibber. McGee.
You speaking to me, Molly?
I was that. Read me our advertisement.
Oh, just in a minute, Molly. I was reading something. Listen to this. It says here that out in Cleveland, the bank was robbed the first day of spring.
Well, the early bird gets the worm.
What you mean, the early bird gets the worm?
Wasn't that the first spring robin?
That's fine, Molly. I was afraid that robin was going to lay an egg. I see where Jack Dempsey has got him quite a stable of fighters.
McGee, what was in that advertisement you put in the paper? I never saw it. Show it to me.
Oh, it's okay, Molly. I'll read it to you.
Let's see it.
Oh, now, Molly.
Let's see it.
I was just going to. Here, read it. Read it and see if that hadn't ought to bring them in. There it is. Third from the top.
See, what does it say here? It says car.
That's ours.
Well, so far, so good. That's simple and to the point. Car.
Read the rest of it, Molly.
Car. G-con, S-P period, T period. Up in ex-con Bard. Well, that's just wonderful, McGee.
I thought so, too. I says a lot there in a small space, didn't I, Molly?
You sure did. You says a mouthful, but swallowed half of it. What does it mean?
What does what mean?
The advertisement. Do you expect people to read that? Did you have to write it in code?
Why, Molly, that ain't in code. Them is just simple abbreviations. You save money that way.
Oh, well, I can't understand a word after cause. I wouldn't know if you were selling, buying, washing, repairing, or Johnson waxing it.
Now, be like that, Molly. You're just determined to find fault. Now, look. It says car.
Car, that's fine. Now, go ahead. What's that G-con mean?
Why, good condition, of course.
Oh. And S-P period T period. I suppose that means sputters at times.
No, that's spare tire. Spare tire.
Spare tire. Well, now, ain't I the dumb one?
I'll say so.
What?
This is a mite hard to get at first.
Well, now then, what's all this up in ex-con Bard?
Why, that means the upholstery in excellent condition. A bargain. Just anybody can understand that.
Oh, they would. Well, I don't hear them breaking down the doors to get at us. And look here. Now, what's the idea of signing it Mackinac McGee? Mackinac McGee. Is your Russian blood coming to a boil?
I thought that was kind of tricky touch myself, Molly. Mackinac McGee. That means... make an offer to McGee. Oh.
Well, all I can say is, McGee, that you're...
Ah, there they come now, Molly. I'll bet they're lined up clear to Oak Street. I'll let them in one at a time, and we'll take the best offer. Stand back there, everybody. Don't crowd. Don't...
Oh, hi, brother. Are you making off McGee, the fellow that advertised the car for sale?
You betcha, bud. That's me.
Well, I seen your ad in the paper.
Yeah. And you come right over here to grab it quick, I suppose?
No, I come over to tell you I don't want it. I just bought a motorcycle. Well, so long.
Fibber's advertisement doesn't seem to have brought results, so he and Molly are shopping around a little on Automobile Row in Wistful Vista. Here they are, just pulling up in front of the luxurious Rolls-Nice sales room.
Heavenly days, McGee. What a beautiful car in the window there. What is it?
That there's a Rolls-Nice, Molly.
Oh.
That's the one we look at first. I remember my old cousin, Ingletwirt McGee, had one of them. Ornery old coot, Ingletwirt was. Why, he demanded a custom-built body before anybody else ever thought of him.
Custom-built? Yep. Did he get it?
Yep. He custom till they built it.
Oh.
Come on in, Molly.
Wait a bit, McGee. I want to look at it. My. Look at the length of the hood on it.
Come.
If one of your headlights was out, somebody'd have to write you a letter to tell you about it.
Well, now, try not to act like you was impressed, Molly. We won't get no place that way at all. And let me do the talking.
Sure. I will also let tomorrow be Tuesday.
Howdy there, bud. How much will you give me on my car for a trade-in?
The up is in ex-con.
Be quiet, Molly.
Did you see the dirty look he gives you, McGee? He's polishing his nails.
Looks something like Harpo Wilcox, don't he? Only he'd be nailing his polishes. Ain't funny, McGee. Hey, brother, you here to sell cars?
Oh, my dear fellow. Oh, of course, of course. Did you have an appointment?
An appointment?
You gotta have an appointment to buy a car here?
Yeah, it's customary, you know. They're all there.
Oh, is it? Hey, you remind me of a fellow I know.
Oh, I say, I'm sorry to hear that.
Are you any relation to Harlow Wilcox, Mr.?
Oh, a distant cousin, you know. Often heard the pater speak of him. Rather an uncouth type.
You're telling us. Why, do you know that fella's a radio announcer?
Oh, fancy that.
Listen, bud, how much will you give me for my car?
On a trade-in.
Oh, a trade-in?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, see here, but first let me show you some of the features.
No, sir. First you tell me how much you'll give me for my car. It's in perfect shape, bud. Good rubber, too. Except for the left rear and the right front. And the motor is...
Allow me to show you the Rolls knife, madam.
Oh, sure. My, it's real beautiful, isn't it? These big doors.
Please don't touch the car, madam.
Oh.
How do you expect to sell them if we can't touch them?
Why, sure. Do you drive them by remote control or something?
Remote control?
Yeah.
Oh, a joke.
How much are these cars?
Well, the 1936 Rolls-Royce, madam, comes to you fully equipped, with the exception of wheels, upholstery, finish, and accessories, for only $18,000.
How much?
$18,000.
Could I get a drink of water here, chump?
Now, the deluxe model comes in five colors. Robin's egg blue, cloud wisp gray, gorgonzola green, Mediterranean mauve, and blank at $33,000.
Oh, dear. How many do you want, Maggie?
I want to know how much you'll give me for my old car. You ought to be glad to get my car, bud.
Really?
Yep, really, Rollo. Remember this here Malcolm Campbell?
Yes, sir, Malcolm Campbell, I presume.
What's the difference, Sir Camel or Soup Camel? Anyway, the one that done 304 miles an hour out west there on them salt beds, remember?
Oh, quite.
Quite what?
Quite.
He sounds like Donald Duck.
Yes, sir, brother. This here car of mine was the one that went on ahead of Camel's car and paced him. When he was going full speed, 306 miles an hour or so, I stepped on the gas, drives a circle around him, and waves him on. I let him win, too. I wasn't out for no publicity.
I say, you must have been going at a frightful speed, you know. Really, weren't your tires burned up?
No, but Campbell was. How much did you say you'd give me for my car? What's that?
3 cents.
Oh, no, madam. T.
Huh?
What?
T.
Oh, dear.
It's the old nice custom to serve tea at this time of the afternoon. Oh. Will you join us in a dish of tea? Mr. Twitterfret, our sales director, will pour.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Oh, you'll find it a delightful repast. Tea and scones.
Scones?
Ice cream scones, Vigernes.
No thanks, bud. You crumble a crumpet first. Come on, Mona, let's get out of here. I'm afraid you ain't very anxious to do business, bud.
Business? Oh, why, my dear sir, the purchase of a Rolls-Royce is not a business. It's a ceremony. A solemn rite. Right?
Right.
Right, left, right. Forward, march. Right, left, right. Right, right.
So long, Rollo.
And now, a solo violin version of Alone at a Table for Two, a special arrangement made and played by our own little Audrey Call.
Thank you.
McGee's so far haven't found a taker for their car, and no take, no buy. However, they're persistent, and they're going to try again. Here they are, just entering the low-priced Shiversley sales room.
Hi there. How much will you give me on my... There's nobody here, Molly.
There's a porter over there waxing a car, McGee. Ask him.
Oh. Hey, Bud, where's all the salesmen?
Well, boss, all the salesmen, he is...
Oh.
Hiya, Miss McGee. Hiya, boy.
Heavenly day, silly Watson.
How long you been working here, Sil?
About an hour. I just come in to clean these here cars.
Well, what kind of polish you use, Sylvia?
Why?
She says, what kind of auto polish you using, Sil?
Oh, you know, boss. Johnson. That's the best what they
is. Take it easy, Sil. Take it easy. Well, where's all the salesmen?
All?
Yes, where are they?
Well, they ain't all no place, ma'am. They just one, and he just phoned in and he's out demonstrating the car.
Oh, well, how soon will he be back?
I don't know, ma'am. How soon he gonna be back? He say he busted down out of town here somewhere.
Busted down in the demonstrator.
Yes.
Ain't that something, Molly?
Did they go out after him, silly?
Yes, ma'am. Anyway, they're going to. As soon as they find a car around here, they'll run.
Who do that?
Not me.
Nor me. I never touched it.
I bet
you
surprised
you, Betcha. Yes, sir, Betsy, you sure did. You surprised me out of 20 years' growth. Look like I'm going to be a midget. That's a joke, boss.
What you doing in that car, sis?
Oh, playing, I betcha.
Who is she, silly?
Well, she belongs to the head salesman, boss.
Oh, his daughter, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, sis. You better get out of that car before you ruin it.
Oh, I betcha I won't ruin it, I betcha.
Well, what'll your father say when he comes back?
Why, he'll say, well, silly, any suckers been in while I was gone? Oh, here comes my daddy now.
Well, silly, has there been any suckers in while I...
Oh. Excuse me, folks, I didn't see you.
Yeah. We just come in to...
Well, now let me point out some of the special features of this great car. First,
how much will you give me on my car? I'd like to make...
No, don't do that, Betsy, please. Now, first, we have the convertible top, a splendid non-rattle device, which is the knee plus ultra of the industry.
I thought that was Marlene Dietrich.
What?
The knees plus ultra.
This top, I might say, is an outstanding feature. Am I right, Sylvia?
Yes, sir, you sure is, boss. It don't hardly leak at all, hardly, unless it rain real hard.
Yes. And look at these disappearing headlights. Press this button and presto. And presto.
Try it again. I can still see him.
Well, something stuck, I'm afraid. I hope. Anybody been hammering the mechanism here, silly?
No, sir. They always do that.
Yes. Now, here's an interesting feature, my friends. A concealed spare tire.
Where is it concealed?
Right here in the well, it's here in the... I see. Well, anyway, it's concealed. Yeah. One of our customers I was just out with was very impressed with that feature.
That's all.
I drove him out to lunch.
Oh.
Of course, we were in one of the larger models, V8.
So did V. How much will you give me on my...
Wait a minute, You haven't even asked the price of the shiver sleigh.
All right, how much is it?
$475 FOB.
$475 FOB, huh? Mm-hmm. Not bad, Molly. How much delivered?
At $1,640. Yeah. There's a slight carrying charge.
Slight carrying charge. Yeah. What do they carry it on, a gold flat car?
Say, McGee, what does FOB mean?
That means fade out, baby. Come on, Molly. Try that used car place over there, Molly.
What, that lemon orchard? Oh, that's a terrible gyp place, McGee. That Mr. Blotto runs it.
Well, let's try it anyway. We'll drive the car right in.
Well, okay.
Dead rat.
Be sure and shut it off quick when we get in, McGee.
Okay. Hi there, brother. You interested in picking up a bargain?
What are we offered on a trade-in, Mr. Blotto?
Well, now, let me see. A trade-in? Let's have a look at the jalopy, my little guinea hen. Yes. Unbuckle your safety belts and get out, my friend.
I tell you, it's in real good condition, Mr. Blotto.
You betcha. Listen to this motor, Blotto boy.
I guess it's a little cold.
Lovely, lovely. Quite a motor indeed. I'd like to hear it run sometime. Off a high cliff. Now, tell me, my young lovebirds, how are the tires?
Oh, the tires is all in fine shape, Blotto. They've just been...
Well, that one was a little old.
Yes, I just got a report on its condition, my little barn swallow.
I'd forgot all about that one tire, but all the rest of them...
Splendid, splendid. If there was anything I needed in my business, it was two more flat tires. Yes. Is something the matter with your horn?
Huh? Oh, yes, Molly, you have got a smudge of soot on your nose.
No, no. No, the horn, the motor horn, the warning to pedestrians.
Oh,
not that they deserve any warning. I got three this morning, but they were too small. I had to throw them back. Let's hear the horn, my little goldenrod.
Okay, Blotto. Listen to this.
Beautiful. Reminds me of the Fifth Symphony by Mendelssohn. For the same reason, my son, I wouldn't meddle with it. Yeah. Not much of a gag, but it's not much of a horn. Now, about your upholstery. Not yours, madam. Sit still, my little angel, okay?
The upholstery's in good condition, Blotto. You see, it's all...
Yes, yes, excellent, excellent. Hardly a hole in it, uh-huh. I mean, hardly a whole piece in it.
Well, now just make us any reasonable offer, Mr.
A reasonable
Blotto.
Offer, yes, yes. A reasonable offer for an egg beater like this. Why, my friend, it comes to me, yes, it comes to me. You have a very rare car here, very rare.
You betcha.
And if I took it, I'd be well done, yes. A very rare car. Now, that windshield, for instance, safety glass, I suppose.
Oh, sure.
Let me take that hammer.
Oh!
Yes, hey, just as I thought. It's a little weak. You ought to get that fixed. Yes. Yes, indeed, my friends. I feel free to say that never in my whole professional career have I seen a car exactly like this one. No, sir, I never have.
Oh, is that so? Do you hear that, McGee?
Yeah, but how much do you offer?
Not how much do I offer, my friend, but what do I advise? That is the question. And I would advise you, my little filet mignon, not to let a car like this slip out of your hands. No, indeed.
Really, Mr. Blotto?
You mean keep the car, Blot?
Exactly, exactly. If I took this car, you'd regret it all your lives, my friends, and so would I. Yes, so would I. It isn't everyone who can boast of a car like this, or what if they could? And so, my friends, just to show you what P. Whittacombe Blotto thinks of this car, and so that it may always give you the pride of possession, I am prepared to offer you, for the paltry sum of $5, a genuine J. Whittacombe Blotto gold seal of approval to hang on your radiator.
Oh, think of that.
Yes, think of it, but not too long, yes. A genuine J. Whittacombe Blotto gold seal of approval, solid silver. Certifying, my friends, certifying that J. Whittacombe Blotto has examined this car and found it extremely valuable under certain circumstances. Here you are.
Oh, my, a gold certificate.
A gold certificate. Only $5, eh, Blot?
Yes, indeed. The usual price is $25. But to you, because I want to see you get along, I'm making a special price of $5.
Oh, now, here you are.
Thank you. $5. Here's your gold seal. $5. Thank you, my little apple knocker, apple blossom. Come in again anytime. Yes, indeed. Anytime.
Well, speaking of trade-in values on cars, I'll let you in on a little secret that will save you quite a few dollars if you're figuring on trading in or selling your car. Here's the secret. Beneath that film of dirt, dullness, and grime that may cover the finish of your car lies its original beauty. And now you can restore that beauty with Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish if you're willing to spend just an hour or two this week. It's different from anything you've ever tried before. Does a remarkable job of cleaning and polishing in one operation, bringing back beauty you thought was lost forever. Johnson's Auto Cleaner is remarkably easy to use. It's a creamy white liquid that cannot scratch the surface because it contains no harsh abrasive. You simply rub Johnson's cleaner over the finish. It dries quickly to a powder, and when you wipe off this powder, off comes all the grime, dirt, and dullness, leaving your car looking new, cleaned, and polished. Buy Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish in the attractive yellow can from your auto supply dealer, service station, or your regular wax dealer. It's made by the makers of Johnson's Wax, Johnson's Furniture Polish, and Johnson's Glow Coat.
I never appreciated this car before.
Nor me. Only we got two flat tires.
Oh, well, we still got two good ones.
Yes, that's something.
Well, one good one, anyway. Yes.
Oh, well, looks like it's time to retire, McGee.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Hollow Wilcox speaking. The selection I Love You is from Little Jesse James. This is the National Broadcasting Company.